Smart businesses do this. Agencies bring the strategy, creative spark, and technical expertise. When you hire an agency, it suddenly can feel like you're being handed the Avengers of marketing. You've got a strategist here, a copywriter there, a graphic designer, a Google Ads ninja. Marketing fails not because you choose in-house or outsourcing. It fails because you didn't. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. Here's the brutal truth about marketing teams. Hiring one person to do all the marketing, it's a little bit like hiring your dentist to also be your orthodontist, your hygienist, your receptionist, and the IT guy. They might give it a go, but at some point, something's going to hurt. On the flip side, handing your entire brand over to an external agency can feel like dropping your child off at a theme park and hoping they come back home safe, happy, and with all their teeth. So, which one is right for you? In-house marketing or outsourcing? Well, spoiler alert, it's not a binary choice. Today, we're going to pull apart the pros and the cons of both. We're going to expose the hidden traps, share some war stories, and show you how smart businesses actually do both to scale effectively. Now, let's start with the shiny dream of the in-house team. You picture it, one superstar marketing manager who just gets it, right? They'll run ads, manage social media, write blogs, hey, do PR. They're off creating videos, analyzing data, and maybe even whip up a TikTok dance or two. Except reality looks a little bit different. That unicorn costs you a healthy six-figure salary, plus super, plus some training, plus the occasional therapy session when Meta changes the ad rules for the fifth time this month. And even if you land a good one, they'll always have blind spots. Maybe they're brilliant at strategy, but hopeless at design, or great at email marketing, but allergic to paid ads. And then there's the scalability issue. One person or even a tiny team can do fine when things are steady. But the moment you launch a new product, run a big campaign, or expand into a new market, suddenly everyone's drowning. Don't get me wrong, in-house has serious advantages. They're living and breathing your brand every single day. They know the quirks of your customers and the culture of your business, and you have total control over what gets done and how. But here's the kicker. In-house is only like trying to build a house with just a hammer. Okay? Sure, it's a tool, but good luck getting the plumbing or wiring sorted with a hammer. So let's swing to the other extreme, outsourcing. When you hire an agency, it suddenly can feel like you're being handed the Avengers of marketing. You've got a strategist here, a copywriter there, a graphic designer, a Google Ads ninja, and someone who somehow understands TikTok trends that don't make any sense to the rest of us. That's powerful. It means you're not relying on one person's skill set. You've got a whole squad, but it's not perfect because outsourcing comes with its own headaches. You're one of many clients, so you might feel like you're in the waiting line for attention. You can end up with campaigns that look shiny but might feel generic. And don't get me started about retainers. Yes, it's $10,000 a month, but if you want reporting, that's extra. And those phone calls, that email, see that on the invoice. Oh, and if you want us to actually launch the campaign, that's extra too. Okay. Now, none of this is based on the Marketing Factory either. If you're just wondering, this is just broad, me sharing my knowledge here, guys, okay? Because if you want a little bit more about how we operate, I'd love you to book in a call, DM me, and I will share a little bit more information than what I'm giving out during these free episodes. So stay with me. Still, Outsourcing's advantages are huge. You get specialized expertise that could take years. Yes, I said years to build in-house because you gain a fresh perspective from people who see what's working across industries. You can scale up when things are busy and scale back when things are quiet without any kind of redundancy payouts. So the brutal truth, outsourcing without an internal anchor is like giving the car keys to a rally driver, but forgetting to tell them the destination. They'll go fast, but not necessarily where you need them to end up. So here's the magic middle ground, having both. Think of it like a sports team. Your in-house team is the captain of the field. They know the game plan, the players, the conditions, and the agency, they're the coach. Drawing up plays, analysing the competition, spotting the trends. Together, you actually win games. Separately, you're just running laps. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Smart businesses do this. Agencies bring the strategy, creative spark, and technical expertise. In-house people manage the day-to-day, ensure campaigns are executed properly, and keep everything on brand. Let me introduce you to a little real-world example. We worked with a retail client who had an incredible in-house marketing coordinator. She was organized, passionate, and great at managing timelines, but she wasn't a paid ads expert or a content strategist. By plugging in our agency team alongside her, suddenly she wasn't drowning, she was flying. She kept the trains running on time. We supplied the fuel, and together the business doubled its leads in 6 months. All right, so how do you stop this hybrid approach from turning into a game of he said, she said between your agency and your teams? So here are some non-negotiables on making this hybrid model work for you. Number one, clear roles and boundaries. You got to write it down, literally. Who owns the strategy? Who runs execution? Who reports on results? If you don't, you'll end up with two groups pointing the finger at each other when leads don't show up. Number two, communication rhythm, weekly, fortnightly, doesn't matter. Syncs are vital. Not when we remember, not if someone sends an email. This is where your internal team and agency can align and come together and go through your work in progress. Number three, shared KPIs. If your agency is bragging about 500 leads, but your in-house team is saying, yeah, but none converted, then that's not success. Everyone needs to chase the same outcomes. So set some good KPIs that are achievable and allow for growth and scale. Number four, budget balance. You don't want to blow all your cash on salaries and have nothing left for your ad spend. Equally, don't pour everything into an agency retainer and then realize you can't afford the internal support to action their recommendations. And number five, culture fit matters. Your agency should feel like an extension of your team. If they're treating you like just another account, isn't going to work. And your in-house person has to see the agency as a partner that makes them look good, not competition. Now, here's the brutal truth you need to hear. Marketing fails not because you choose in-house or outsourcing. It fails because you didn't build the bridge between them both. In-house only, you'll burn out your team, miss new trends, and stall growth. Outsourcing only, yeah, you'll get shiny design decks, but no one inside the business to actually execute or champion it. But when you do both, that's when you get the magic. A marketing engine that is creative, strategic, and grounded in the reality of your business. So ask yourself, do you have the right balance between brains and hands? Does your agency know your brand well as your in-house designer does? Does your in-house person feel supported, or are they drowning under doing everything expectations? If the answer isn't a confident yes, it's time for a reset. And at The Marketing Factory, we help businesses design that exact hybrid model so your in-house and outsourced teams aren't competing, they're collaborating. So go ahead and book that discovery call at themarketingfactory.com.au or connect with me, Marissa Candy, across all of the socials. Because the truth is this, marketing doesn't fail because you picked either in-house or outsourced. It fails because you didn't pick both. Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.